Welcome to Ona, Ross, and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science and spirituality and claims of the paranormal. We take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
And I'm Carrie Poppy, and we are doing what you all have been waiting for.
Ormus.
Ormus.
That was like a little bit of a Louis Armstrong Ormus.
People doing bad impressions of Louis Armstrong. Such. My impression of bad impressions of Louis Armstrong.
All right, yeah.
Ormus.
Ormus. Yeah, we talked about this briefly at our Conscious Life Expo, and we thought, wow, what a character, what a product. We've really got to get back to Ormus. And during our Max Fun Drive, we said maybe we could make a fun interactive test of Ormus, this alt-med solution. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's like a liquid. Potion.
Potion, alchemical mixture.
Serum.
We'll tell you all about it. But we shot a really fun video just yesterday with your intended, Drew Spears, and he's furiously putting that together. He's just furious.
He's so mad about it.
So we'll have a video to go with this as well. So we'll point you to it on our YouTube channel. It's going to be awesome. So think of this episode as the far more detailed companion to our video, which is for you, the Max Fun listener.
So Ormus is actually kind of
It's a known entity.
Yes, a non-proprietary term for miracle serum goo.
I've already said when we mentioned Ormus before, every time I say it, I want to say Ormus. Because I'd only ever heard that term in the video game Diablo 2 by Blizzard, the makers of World of Warcraft, and also, you know, the world of Sanctuary, which is where Diablo takes place. One of my all-time favorite games, just in case you haven't played it. It's amazing. Anyways, there's a character named Ormus that lives in the city of Travancol, and he refers to himself in the third person, and he sends you on quests and stuff.
You now speak to Ormus. You have questions for Ormus and doubt in yourself.
But that is neither here nor there. One fun thing about Diablo is that as you would pick up various weapons and staffs and stuff, you would learn little terms that you wouldn't have learned elsewhere. So I learned a lot of vocabulary and history in playing Diablo 2. And it's funny, I just never looked up Ormus to find out where his name came from.
Oh, okay.
But it feels now like it's kind of appropriate because
Ormus is a sort of ill-defined miracle goo that different companies and different people will sell. We are in particular going to be talking about Anu Alchemy's Ormus in this episode and a couple other Anu Alchemy products.
Yeah, Anu Alchemy was the booth that we saw at the Conscious Life Expo, and they were selling this. But yeah, Ormus itself seems to, at least as far as the mythos surrounding it goes, seems to go back to ancient Egypt. Cleopatra bathed in what she called milk. And so they hypothesized, oh, it was actually Ormus. And that's what kept her so beautiful and young.
Right. They being Anu Alchemy.
I've seen it mentioned on other sites selling Ormus as well.
Okay.
They'll also mention manna from heaven.
Right.
That the ancient Hebrews described that was actually Ormus, which is weird because that's not milk. But I guess it can be in both kind of a solid and a liquid form. So it's kind of like one of those placeholder terms like, oh, we know there was a thing called ambrosia of the gods. Like, okay, well, now I want to make a recipe and call it ambrosia.
Fountain of youth.
Right.
Truth serum.
Lembas bread.
Lembas bread.
Yeah, that's from Lord of the Rings. That's their answer to manna.
Oh, okay, okay.
But then you wonder, oh, how do I make this?
Sourdough. You're like, what is that?
Sourdough. The mystical bread. Wonderful. Mystical bread. Yeah, and some of these sites will define Ormus as being orbitally rearranged monatomic elements.
Which almost spells Ormus.
Yeah, O-R-M-E.
Be all you can be.
Yeah, the connection seems to be that Ormus is this product of the alchemical process, and it's tied to the secret of extending life and the whole orbitally rearranged monatomic element. So a monatomic substance is one where the atoms are not touching each other, essentially.
You're already thinking about this more than they are.
Yeah.
The person using the word.
Sure. but like in a gas, it means like, you know, all of these individual atoms are floating free and they're not bonded bonded to each other. So the idea here is that this is gold that has been monatomically separated so that each individual particle just has one gold atom within it.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
And it's supposed to be a white powder. Mm-hmm. But nobody that we are going to talk about today is actually using gold.
Or doesn't seem to be, as far as we know.
Or even claims to be, as far as I can tell, okay. Using gold to create the substance.
Yeah. So yeah, the company Anu Alchemy, I don't think ever claims that it is gold. Nor do they use Ormus to stand for that weird thing, as far as I know.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you try to Google Ormus, you will get a bunch of companies and people making this thing. And
they've got their little recipes.
Yeah, and they all have special things to offer about their Ormus.
Right. So it seems like the basic format is you take some neutral water, mm-hmm. but then you add a bit of an alkaline solution. So usually I see sodium hydroxide,
okay.
lye, mm-hmm. and for Anu Alchemy, they're adding magnesium hydroxide. So it's slightly less basic, but it's like a milk of magnesia,
so basic.
The kind of substance that would be used to help you with digestive problems. Mm. And then other places, they'll add a bit of dead sea salt, or they'll add a bit of frankincense, or you know, whatever it is. They're adding some extra little material in there that makes it their special formulation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of Ormus.
So, as we mentioned, we're going to zero in on this company, Anu Alchemy. We've mentioned the word alchemy and alchemical a few times here, in case you haven't heard that term before. It's this very old idea that you could make gold out of something that isn't gold.
An alchemical mixture.
And now,
that's how Deckard Cain would say it.
But now it can be used sort of a little left of center of that original definition. It will be any magical creation from things that shouldn't add up to what you end up with.
Right, yeah. So originally, alchemy was just chemistry before anybody had a really good handle on it. And then starting around the 1600s, when we actually started to figure a few things out, humans, mm-hmm. alchemy just became kind of the last bastion of these people who thought you could do all these mystical things like prolong life indefinitely or turn simple substances into gold. Because, mm-hmm. of course, everybody wants to make gold out of nothing.
So that we can ruin its value.
That's right, yeah. So we can flood the market with gold.
Okay, so this particular Ormus, the one from Anu Alchemy, is collected in the wet method. And this will be very important. You don't want any of this dry Ormus. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. This is very important.
Well, and he's got some special water, right?
Oh, yeah, he does. I'll tell you about it.
I can't wait.
Okay, so some people are going around collecting Ormus and it's just like dry and it's, you know, it's already a powder or whatever. And then they add some water and they're like, oh, here's my Ormus. Not Anu Alchemy. They take Navapashanam, which is an energetic Madha Siddha medicine.
Easy enough for you to say.
Which, another way to say that would be holy water.
Oh, okay. All right.
They take a special blessed water.
Which is yet another collective blanket term yep. for something magical.
Right. Consecrated water.
Oh,
okay. What is consecrated? It stirdles all the way down. So at Anu Alchemy, their head alchemist, who is named
Swaha Ron.
Swaha Ron.
Yeah. Swaha is the term that comes at the end of a mantra. So you start a mantra with Om and you end it with Swaha.
Oh,
so
okay.
I guess heard that. I don't know why that name got tied to him, but there you have it.
So he says that he gets the special blessed water from an immortal man in India.
Oh, yes. Who was the instructor of Babaji, who's another immortal man from India, who we encountered in our self-realization fellowship.
Yes, that's right.
Episodes.
Everyone. This is so many crazy terms.
He's one of the gurus. Yeah. Totally. I feel like if I had listened to this podcast before we started this podcast, I'd be like, what? Because so much of the stuff I've learned just in the course of our investigation.
Sure. So yeah, to double back here and try to make this really clear, Anu Alchemy is the company that's making this thing called Ormus. In order to make it, they say what makes them special is they use a holy water that's blessed by an immortal guy in India.
What I immediately wonder is how do they get that much water from India to the U.S.?
Can't wait to tell you.
Oh, okay, I'm guessing there's got to be like some homeopathic reproduction process.
Oh
Oh, Carrie's excited. I'm excited. She has information. I want it. Yes.
Because, yeah, if you go to the website, you won't get those questions answered.
Of course not.
But I've got the answer.
They're probably not frequently asked questions.
Touche. Yeah. You know, I always wonder when people have just put up a website and they have FAQs, I'm always like, how effed?
How F are these Qs?
Yeah.
Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
These are the CAQs, the Carrie asked questions.
Right. That's how I really got the answers. So you might call it the fountain of youth. So you add Navapashanam, which is holy water, to the collected Ormus herbs and stuff that they use.
Okay.
And wow, you get like double power Ormus.
So are they doing like kind of a dry preparation of Ormus and then they're adding it to that Navapashanam water?
Sort of.
Okay.
So I didn't know the answer to that
until... one liquid added to another, perhaps.
Yeah, it's not clear from the website. So on the website, it says that Swaha Ron actually looks 30 years younger today than he did 10 years ago because he's been using Ormus on his face.
Yeah, he's even got a photo to, you know, support that.
Yeah.
Him with his grandchildren when they were young.
Yeah.
And then you see them older and now he looks younger.
That's all I need is two photos taken who knows when. That's all I need. Mm-hmm.
And different lighting conditions. Yep.
Yep. That's all I need. They also say on the website that the Ormus is collected by a loving community on the full moon or solstice or equinox or eclipses. But yes, yeah, so then I started to get confused. I was like, okay, wait. So what is sort of the order of operations here? We've got the immortal guy. Mm-hmm. We've got you getting water from India, which sounds hard with regards to customs and stuff.
Yep.
Then the loving community, where are they involved? And what are these other herbs and things? But if you look at the ingredient list, it just says Navapashanam and herbs or something like that. There's no real breakdown.
Certainly on the bottle, there is no ingredients list whatsoever.
Yeah. And that concerns me a little.
Yeah. Especially isn't that a requirement?
Well, it certainly is if you're going to eat it. And that's one of the options they give you is to massage it into your gums or put it under your tongue.
Should I put some under my tongue?
Well, we don't know what's in it, but oh, he's opening it. Guys, you knew he was going to do it. You knew he was going to do it. Ella's looking at you with disdain. How does it taste?
Like a very watered down milk, like a 0.2% milk.
But not like cum? Because here's the other thing. It looks like cum.
Yeah, we were playing around with this yesterday, and we're like, huh.
All right, give me some of that.
Oh, there we go. I have not immediately died, so Carrie's going to have some, too.
Hi, Golly.
Yeah.
The cat's here.
Definitely, if you had to.
Oh, yeah. No, it tastes like milk and magnesia. Yeah.
Which, there you go. That's what, I guess.
That might be what's in it.
Maybe they actually told the truth about that part. Yeah, if you had to simulate a watery representation of ejaculate.
Yeah.
That would do the trick.
That would be the one, at least with how it looks. Doesn't taste like cum at all.
Okay, no secret ingredients.
Oh, honey.
Of that sort.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few different ways to apply Ormus. One is to massage it into your teeth.
Weird.
Another, yep, is to slather it on your face.
Okay, yeah.
It's supposed to be good for acne. It's also supposed to be a natural Botox that tightens up your skin.
I still get acne.
Hey, here you go.
Okay.
Won't after today. It comes through an energetic portal from another dimension.
Okay.
Where's that involved?
Yeah. Is that when the loving community
right
gets the water? Oh, is that how they send it from India to the U.S.?
Oh, okay.
Through a interdimensional portal?
That is a loving community?
That's easier than customs.
That's true. Customs, I don't consider a loving community, but it would be amazing if that's what that turned out to be. Okay, so it says, okay, you're putting on your skin right now. It says within a minute, you should feel your skin tightening.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But if you get a headache, you need to back off. That means the energy is too strong for you and you should put less on your face next time.
Okay.
Cup.
That wasn't too much. That was just a few drops.
So here are some of the benefits.
Okay.
Of taking Ormus.
Yeah.
It activates the light body.
Check.
It enhances the life force. It promotes mental clarity, improves focus and alertness.
Okay.
Balances the left and right sides of the brain, and that's been confirmed in clinical studies.
Oh, hey. Okay. Well, don't need to ask any questions there.
No links. It increases alpha brainwaves.
Though they did list the, what was it, Swiss Institute?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carrie, we'll have more about that.
No, tell us. Swiss something learning?
Yeah, the Switzerland Alpha Learning Institute.
Ah.
And they look like a real peach. They've got just all kinds of like really wacky studies that they've been. The Lawnmower Man Cometh. That's the name of a... of like a section on their goals page. Anyways, they've got, all kinds of studies where they're trying things like speed reading with autism, neurofeedback, brain testing. It looks like, you know, if you've got some weird, wacky claim, they'll do some semblance of a test of it for you.
Okay, so kind of like SciTech, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't.
Who knows whose standards are higher, but.
I don't trust them as far as I can throw them just from looking briefly at the website. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they've got a price list. Learning to learn courses.
Oh, I'd love to learn to learn.
Optical acoustical neuron synergy. It's a brainwave system.
I have a question.
You can buy for 3,000 euros. Yeah, what's your question?
How do I learn to learn? I'd like to learn to learn to learn.
Then you could either take the 3-day private course for 6,000 euro.
Oh, or, whoa!
Yeah, or there's a company course that's 5 days, same price. Oh, yeah.
6,000 euros to learn to learn?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You got to pay to learn. To learn.
I guess so. I wish I hadn't learned to learn to learn that.
Anyways, yeah. Well. They look like they would be an interesting investigation all by themselves.
Truly. Okay, well, Ormus also increases your alpha brainwaves, which I think are those like meditative, sleepy waves,
okay.
Right? I think that's right. It increases your clairvoyance.
Good.
It increases your deep sleep.
Oh, hey. Okay. I've been measuring that lately.
Uh-huh.
And I could use some more.
Okay.
Actually, I guess I'll find out tonight if I have more deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. It cures your acne and your ringworm.
Phew.
Tightens your skin, restores your hair color, increases memory, amplifies effects of herbal, homeopathic, and gemstone supplements.
Oh, okay. You know what? I will sign on to the skin tightening. I do slightly feel that.
Okay. Yeah. It's drying up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about these gemstone supplements. Is that just like iron?
Yeah, gemstone supplements. It makes it sound like you're taking gemstones and ingesting them.
Right. Sure does. Gives you sparkling eyes, glowing skin, brings emotional imbalances to the surface. Hey.
How's my skin? My eyes?
Good. You're opening your eyes really wide. I feel like maybe that's of your own volition, but they're sparkling.
But do they seem extra sparkling?
Sparkling. Oh, wow. The suggestion's working. It's pretty creepy. So it brings emotional imbalance to the surface, hastening access to more refined natural mental and psychic abilities.
Okay.
Thank God. And I think this is the most important.
Yes.
Helps parrots lay eggs.
What?
So all of these claims have a little bit of a caveat, which is some say. Have reported.
People have said this.
And one person said that her parrot wasn't laying eggs for years. And then she gave Ormus to her parrot and boy, yo, 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 yo.
And you ask yourself, what is the situation in which someone would want a parrot to be laying eggs frequently?
Yeah. I want to learn about that. Yeah. But you will be given no more information. This is just passed off as an obvious good.
Well, and we've already learned that Ormus is a baseball magnet.
Yes. Oh, boy. We have buried the lead, folks.
Yes.
So when we originally discovered Ormus, it was at the Conscious Life Expo in LA. You can hear those episodes a couple months ago.
That was Conscious Life Expo Part 1, by the way, if you're looking for discussion of Ormus.
A very good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling Ormus at a booth there, and the woman who tried to sell me some, she told me that it made her son a magnet for baseballs.
And just separated from that story makes a really weird, odd claim by itself. Ormus is a magnet for baseballs. But this is kind of convenient because with all of these other things that we're talking about, it's hard to nail down a specific testable claim.
Yeah, we're not going to go find some infertile parrot, okay?
Right. It's something that we've encountered a lot in the IIG, the Independent Investigations Group, now the Center for Inquiry Investigations Group. We've talked about it on the show many times before. We offer a cash prize, $250,000, if someone can demonstrate a paranormal claim. And people will often...
When you say we, you're talking about the group, not me and Ross.
The CFIIG, right. Whenever someone writes us and says like, well, I can move things with my mind, I say, well, that's very cool. You should apply at the CFIIG, and I send them the link. Because, we're not a clearinghouse for testing your paranormal ability. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, there are groups like that, and I've been involved with this one for many, many years. Oftentimes, people will come to us with a very nebulous claim, saying something like, I can sense problems within the body. Okay, cool.
Me too, and yeah. I've eaten too much.
But I can sense it in your body. I'm a medical intuitive, and so I can say if you've got problems around your ribs or something like that, and you'll try to narrow it down like, okay, well, can you detect a missing kidney? That's one that we narrowed down to once. But that same applicant had mentioned somewhere else that she could tell if a container contained like talc or some particular material in it. Mm-hmm. And we're like, aha, well, that's testable. We don't even need to know if you can medically diagnose people. If we can randomly put out bottles and you can tell us which one has talc in it, or you can tell us which one has crushed peppers or whatever, as long as we can blind this, now we've got something that's testable.
Right.
So oftentimes you'll kind of jump at this weird little side claim that is something you can actually put numbers on top of. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it was being a baseball magnet.
A testable claim. Whereas, much harder to test, tightens up your skin or increases your clairvoyance. Mm-hmm. So this woman, her son was in Little League and clearly was just doing really well in the outfield.
Yeah. Maybe he just got better as he played more.
Perhaps. Or maybe he was already doing well and now you just, take notice because he's wearing the Ormus. Who knows?
Oh, maybe Ormus makes you pay attention to your children's accomplishments.
Maybe.
Some say.
Some say. The lesson here really is we are the children. So we ordered some of this Ormus so that we could test it and have since learned so much about Anu alchemy. So Anu alchemy was founded by a man named Swaha Ron. His real name is Ron Nelson Holman.
He also goes as Dr. Ron.
Yes, he does. I'm so glad you brought that up.
But not Captain Ron. That's Kurt Russell.
Right. So, yes, Dr. Ron. I saw that also on the site and was like, oh, great. Where'd you get your doctorate? One of my favorite questions.
A reflexive response from Carrie. I'm going to look up your doctorate. Yep. See where you got it from.
Because if you're going to use that to defend why I should listen to you, I'm going to ask for more information.
Sure.
I couldn't find it anywhere, Ross.
What?
Is he an MD? Is he a PhD? Where'd he get his PhD, if so?
Yeah.
Is he licensed? I need more info.
Okay. Yeah, it's not listed on the FAQs, and there's no CAQ.
Exactly. So I called him. His phone number.
How'd you find his phone number?
Well, here's an interesting thing. I went to their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And in the contact number, he had put his own cell phone number.
All right.
I don't think he intended to, but he done did.
He did it.
So I just called him.
Ring, ring, ring.
About 2 hours ago.
Okay.
And Ross, I'm going to play you that call.
Let's hear it.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hi, is this Ronald Holman?
Depends on who's calling.
Hi, my name's Carrie. I'm a reporter calling on a recorded line. How are you?
You're a reporter?
Yes. And yeah, I just wondered if you had a few minutes for some questions.
Okay. You've been using the Ormus?
Yeah.
And what sort of an effect are you getting?
I don't think I notice anything yet.
I mean, most people report that they feel their skin tightening almost within a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Where does it come from?
Well, yeah, I would say it comes from the potential. Ormus materializes through an energetic portal that opens when certain ingredients meet each other.
What ingredients have to meet?
A distilled water, salt, and lye. And lye is a poison.
Right, okay.
And the Navapasanam that comes from the immortal Siddha. The ancient Siddha medicine of Navapasanam, which is 9 poisons. It's like, snake venom is the antidote to snake bite, right?
Yeah,
it's absolutely true. Look it up.
Okay.
So the Navapasanam is 9 poisons, exquisitely balanced with herbs and minerals. And the final ingredient turns a semi-liquid herbal mush into stone that's harder than granite. When that stone touches any liquid, it energizes it.
Okay.
So I can drink local water anywhere in the world by dipping one Navapasanam bead into the local water that gives Westerners dysentery and makes them sick.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the Navapasanam transmutes bacteria and viruses.
And the stone, then, is that what you use to make the ormus here?
We don't say that we make it. We say that we collect it. It's alchemy that, you know, produces the effect that opens the portal that the ormus then materializes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I show you any pictures of a collection?
Sure.
I have some on my phone. I can probably text them to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Are you an MD?
PhD.
Oh, PhD. What's your PhD in?
Psychology.
Oh, cool. From where?
Professional school.
Oh, the professional school. I haven't heard of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really kind of different. You know, I'm deeply involved in alchemy, and at the same time, I own and operate an HMO.
Oh.
I have 87 employees, and we specialize in mental health and drug and alcohol only, and corporate training. And
I think I saw that you're nearby. I'm in Hollywood. You're up in Northridge?
Right now, we're at our vacation home in Mount Shasta. Yeah, we bought a property last summer. It sits on 5 acres, and we're making a spiritual retreat center here.
Oh, cool.
Under the mountain is a 9th-dimensional crystalline city called Telos.
Have you seen the city?
Yeah, I've been to it.
Really?
You have to astral travel into it.
Is that also how you met the immortal Siddha?
I met the immortal Siddha in India. Last June, I sat with a Siddha that's documented at over 230 years old.
Wow.
It felt like a gentle tsunami rearranging my psyche.
In a good way, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was very, very gentle.
The pictures came through. So what makes the fluid white?
That's the ormus. When it starts out, it's just distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the lye starts flowing into the distilled water, it starts showing up. So I just send an email blast out to my community and say, listen, we're doing a ormus collection on the full moon, and it'll be, you know, 7 o'clock, and come bring your friends, your kids, your parents. Friends of mine that are very, very psychic tell me that they can feel the community, the love, the children that participate in the collection.
Mm. Oh, that's lovely. Every business in California has to file a business license with the Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State's website says Anu Alchemies was suspended in 2017.
I can't imagine what that's about. It might be that we, you know, didn't keep track of our taxes, you know, not paying attention.
It says it's still suspended, which would mean you're not supposed to do business in California. So you might want to check.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Yeah. You had clinical trials at the Alpha Learning Institute, right?
No.
Oh.
We may have given some references of information that we've found out about, but we don't have any clinical trials.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. This has been so cool to talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, good.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
We've trimmed that down for you, the listener.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
yeah.
Just random phone call showing up in the middle of the day, and he decided to be very forthright and share a whole bunch of info with you.
Yeah, he did. And then I sent him my address, which included my full name. Actually, yes. I sent him the Max Fun address.
Oh, okay.
And my name, of course. And he wrote back 25 minutes later.
Okay.
And said, "Hi, Carrie."
After he had a nice talk with somebody else.
Perhaps. "Hi, Carrie. I talked to my attorney, and we're withdrawing permission to use any information you took from me today. Sorry about that, but we were advised to investigate you before allowing ourselves to be interviewed or quoted."
A little late for that.
Yeah.
So you responded with?
"Hello, your lawyer is welcome to contact my lawyer. Here's the info. As I'm sure your lawyer knows, you cannot withdraw your statements after the fact. Nothing to worry about if you don't feel you said anything incriminating, though." And then he said he gave me two names of people who can give him a good reference.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, as Carrie would say, that's not how that works.
That's not how this works. So you also found a delightful bio for Ron on the website.
Oh, goodness. What an interesting character he is. Swaha Ron. Yeah, Carrie was very excited for me to find and read this this paragraph about him. So first we learned that he was kind of inspired by his life partner, Linda, who he was with for, what was it, 40-something years?
Something like that, a long time.
Yeah, and she was given kind of a terminal case and lived 29 years longer than the doctors who, from the context here, it looks like they gave her a liver transplant, said that she was supposed to live. And so it sounded like, as a result, he went off traveling the world to meet with yogis and spiritual figures to find ways to help her heal and keep her life going on much longer. So
it sounds like attributes the success to that and not to the doctors that
doing their job very well, giving her a new liver, if that right. that is truly the situation.
And then a conservative estimate of how long she should expect.
Okay. And then what comes next is, "In pursuit of the secrets of healing energy, many amazing things happen to and around Swaha. In 1995, right before his first pilgrimage to India, he stopped to give a street lady some money."
Oh, that's nice.
"Out of her eyes came a yes. laser beam
what?
Of light that dissolved a $10 bill in his hand. And then the street lady and Swaha Ron dissolved in delight. He was teleported in his car onto the freeway and wept in the most intense joy for the next week."
So I'm picturing he's on the street, he disappears and appears in his car on the freeway?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And somehow she didn't want the
not a miracle, terrifying.
She didn't want the $10 bill, so she destroyed it with her eye beams. And then she and he dissolved into light together, and yeah. then he, next thing he's aware of, he's on,
like,
the freeway
on the 101.
Driving?
Yeah, that's actually really scary.
Pull over, first of all. Then weep your tears of joy.
For a week.
Those have to be some of the wildest sentences I have ever read. And we've read some doozies. My goodness.
I think it's partly how smashed together that story is.
Yeah.
That's not, people usually take too long to tell their personal story.
Yeah, take longer.
This is an example of taking way not enough time.
Unpack that a little bit. My goodness. Wow. And yeah, the snake venom thing.
Yeah.
I think he's just thinking of something slightly different. To treat a snake bite, you want the
anti-venom.
Yeah, the anti-venom. That's plasma taken from built-up resistance to
sure.
the venom.
Like
so,
a vaccine.
That wasn't quite right. Yeah, and it sounds like that confirms what we were thinking in terms of Ormus and how it's created. Just water. So he's blessing the water.
My understanding is he went to India. He met this immortal sadha. That guy gave him a stone that he was like, "Hey, this contains Navapashanam.
Harder than granite.
Harder than granite. Impossible." Then he
don't take it for granted.
Then he took that home with him. I think it's on his necklace. And then when he needs to create Navapashanam water, he does a blessing and dips the stone in the water.
And yet somehow it is also involving a portal.
Right. Okay. So he puts it in the water. Now he has Navapashanam holy water. Then he waits until the equinox, solstice, full moon, or something else.
Some other astrological significant.
Oh, eclipses.
Ah, okay.
Has his loving community come over. then they start adding the lie, salt, Navapashanam.
It's full of
loving
lies.
Loving community, eclipse, add it together, a portal opens.
Interesting. So he mentioned the magnesium hydroxide, but it sounds like maybe he's using a more alkaline substance, which is the...
lie.
Yeah, the lie.
There are definitely lies involved. so I think that's how it's created.
So it sounds like when it comes down to it, there is chemically no difference between his Ormus and the other ones that we hear about.
Possibly.
But when you consider energetic sources...
and you need to.
It's a different story. Wow, yeah, he was very open with you.
I should say at the beginning of our call, which we've clipped here just because there was a lot of like, this is who I am, this is what we do. He did at first say, oh, I need to talk to my wife, you know, it's a marriage, I need to ask her, but then ended up just sort of chatting with me.
So he mentioned getting his bachelor's at Northridge, his master's at USC, like you.
Hella.
But then he mentioned his PhD in psychology from the professional school,
which has stopped giving PhDs this year.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they were a non-accredited psychology program.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I didn't check whether he actually had that degree. But
and he owns an HMO.
Owns an HMO.
And I guess he's doing well enough to buy 5 acres as a vacation home up in Shasta.
Yep. Yep. That's right.
I wonder how much of that is the Ormus. Speaking of which, how much did we spend on this Ormus?
Good question. Let me pull it up.
I think I gave you my half, which was like $52.
That sounds right.
But we got the Ormus and a few other things. Were those thrown in or did you buy them separately?
Oh, we bought them.
Okay. And boy, we should really visit the ninth dimensional city Telos sometime.
Right?
Wonder how it is this time of year.
Okay. Here's what we bought. Ormus. Which was, let's see, how many ounces? 3.4 ounces.
Okay.
Pretty
good,
big.
Good size bottle, about the same size as the bottle of tincture.
Yes, totally. That was $54. It was on sale.
Oh, hey, wow.
A steal.
Yeah. How much does it normally cost? What is it worth? Not that it's relevant whatsoever.
I can't remember.
What
but
do they want
I
us to
say
think
we
it
saved,
is worth?
Right. I want to say we saved $20.
Hey, okay.
Yeah. Then we also got...
and we just saw photos that he sent you
of
people making this in huge amounts to the point where he has more than he knows what to do with.
Right.
Out of very cheap materials.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, $50.
You also discovered that somewhere on the site, he says that some of the ingredients just appear in his warehouse. And then he's like, okay, I guess this is what they want me to use.
Right. Okay. So he says on this video on his site that he carefully labels all of his materials. So he has this great index and knows exactly what everything is. But on occasion, something will just show up.
And he'll just
magically appear and he'll say, oh, look at you. You're not labeled. Where
you
did
must
you come
be one
from?
Of the poisons.
And he'll talk to it and ask, oh, where am I supposed to use you? So who knows what mystery ingredients are making their way into these products.
How on earth did this company lose its license? Anyway, then he puts it in the Ormus. Then you put it in your mouth.
Ross puts the Ormus on its skin.
Yeah. Okay, so we also got a couple other products from Anu Alchemy while we were there and while they were having this tremendous sale.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two plasmas. I'm not sure how they're different.
These are tiny little bottles.
Yeah, I don't know how they're different from Ormus, but they...
barely larger than the miniature dropper that's suspended into them.
Yes, yeah. I'm trying to look for the amount on here. I don't think it even says, but yeah, maybe half an ounce. Would that be your guess? Maybe.
Oh, yeah, if even.
Yeah. So, okay, that one that I just handed you is the 13.5H plasma. And let me tell you what it does.
Okay.
The 13.5H plasma creates a Faraday cage.
Whoa.
Around you.
Oh, this is like some X-Men stuff.
Yes.
Da 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 da.
Dun, 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 oh, is this the X-Men theme?
Yeah.
Is this really it? It seems so poppy.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba, the X-Men.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.
Well, it was back when it was an animated TV series.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Very poppy. You're very poppy.
Oh, thank you. So for people who don't know, a Faraday cage is something that when you put yourself in it or put a device in it, it blocks all radiation.
Yeah, not a good place to go have a phone call.
Yes, exactly. That's usually what people use it for is if you're, say, an activist and you need to travel with your phone, but you don't want to be tracked or something like that, you put your phone in your little Faraday cage wallet or whatever.
Yeah, and if you want to test something without interference from outside radiation, yeah, Get yourself a Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Named after good old Michael Faraday.
So I figure, I don't know, put that on yourself and see if your phone stops working. That should be an easy test, yeah, right?
It would create a Faraday cage around your phone. It says here in small print on the side, boy, he's got to work on his labeling. These labels don't tell you much. But plasmas are love potions that guide one to connect to deeper heartfelt knowingness.
Okay. The potion number 13.5H. Okay, do you want to try putting it on yourself and then using your phone?
For external use only. Okay, I'm going to take it at its word. Apply a tiny amount of this oil to your chakras before meditation.
And then your phone will stop.
To my chakras.
Working.
You want me to put it on my phone or on me?
I think on you, because it says it'll create a Faraday cage around you.
Okay. All right. Good call. So I'm just going to... Let's see, on my chakras, so maybe I'll, okay, I'm going to put it, wait, maybe my third eye?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
He's putting it between his two eyes.
Oh, it's oily. Yeah.
Oh, okay, true oil. Well, this won't help with your acne.
No. Okay, I'm kind of rubbing it into my third eye. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, a cage has appeared around Ross.
Oh my, I really didn't think that was going to happen.
This is wild. It's too bad this is audio. I can't think of any way to capture this visually.
This would have been great, yeah.
Oh, my phone doesn't work, so I can't take a picture.
Oh, and there goes a Bigfoot. Oh, shoot. My phone's not working.
And there's an owl right outside the UFO. Window.
The UFO just turned into an owl.
Oh, no.
All right, let's try using my phone.
Okay.
I'm going to call my wife.
My wife. Uh-oh. Okay, could be a recording, could be a screen memory.
That's a bad slash good sign.
See if it's a fake car, though.
Hello?
Hey, I was just seeing if my phone is working. Sounds like it is?
Yeah.
No, that's too bad. I was using this oil, and it was supposed to have made an instantaneous Faraday cage around me, which would have blocked all electromagnetic activity. Apparently not.
That's disappointment.
I know, right? And how much did we pay for this stuff?
That was $22.
Okay, but... It should guide me to connect to deeper heartfelt knowingness. So that's
a good scam. I wish I came up with that.
Well, thank you for helping me disconfirm the Faraday cage.
Sure.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's too bad.
Poor car. She's probably used to calls like this.
It's too bad because that was created by... The Longheads.
You want to try this?
Sure.
Longheads?
Yeah, the Longheads are a spiritually evolved species that created the LST 13.5H.
Okay.
So
I don't know how to process any of what you just said.
I guess they let us down.
The Longheads?
The Longheads.
That sounds like a 90s band.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I immediately picture, let's see, someone with a very long face but shaped like a tree log.
Mmm. I am Groot.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the long head?
Okay, I just put on my hands. Let's see.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing three bars.
You still got... Oh, yeah, instantaneously, the bars should have gone down.
Right. Let me call Kara. Should I?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, hold on. I think
she's in there.
She sees the caller ID and she's like, no, I'm not doing this twice.
What are
your call has been forwarded to the automatic message system 818.
Well, Kara. Okay, I guess it worked for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you connected.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I mean,
you say it worked. It did generate.
Yeah, it kept her from answering. I'm going to call that a success and test it zero more times.
You do that. Okay.
We also bought two more items, but before we get there, I just want to talk about the internet.
Well, you know what the internet is made of.
Zeros and ones.
Yes, which form into tubes.
Okay.
Which form into websites.
Whoa, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, so if you want to, say, add on to the internet and mm-hmm. make more internet.
Oh my God, I would love that. There's so little.
That means you'll want to make a website.
Uh-huh, okay.
And to do so,
yes?
You'll probably want to go to a website that helps you make a website.
Whoa, that's...
You understand where I'm coming from
that
now?
That is the log line of inception.
And you don't need to do it on a full moon. You don't need to do it during an eclipse. You can do it anytime. And I'd recommend going to Squarespace.
Oh, they are a loving community where I can make that on the equinox.
And that's how you realize your dreams. And a dream is just a great idea that doesn't have a website yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it a reality with Squarespace.
Ah, absolutely. Listen, maybe you're a blogger, maybe you're a bar, maybe you're a pub, maybe you're a food producer, maybe you're a producer, maybe you're a record label or a venue or an instrument, or you're a gear, or maybe you're a jewelry designer or a clothing designer, or maybe you're hair, or maybe you're a personal trainer or a consultant or healthcare or a lawyer or a museum.
I am or could be all of those things.
Well, all of you can create a beautiful website to blog or publish your content.
Ooh.
Promote your physical or online business.
Nice.
Announce an upcoming event or a special project.
Uh-huh.
And more.
That's amazing. Squarespace also gives you access to beautiful templates created by world-class designers, powerful e-commerce functionality,
ooh, damn,
a new way to build domains, and choose from over 200 extensions.
Oh, wow.
So many. And more numbers for you, 24/7 award-winning support.
Oh my God, that is so consistent. So check out squarespace.com/ohno for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code ohno to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Fantastic.
Well, back to the...
Nope.
What?
Now that we're talking about websites, I want to tell you about an app that will fill your life with entertainment.
Oh, okay. So this is an application.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I love talking about those too.
It goes on your phone.
Okay.
It's a free download.
Oh no, is it not going to work now? Because I have this stuff on my hands.
As far as my preliminary experiments have led me to believe, you can still play it even if you don't have an active internet connection.
Oh my God, it's a miracle. What is it?
Once it's on there, it's playable. It's called Best Fiends.
Oh, Best Fiends. I've heard a lot about this game.
Not Friends. This is Friends without the R. Best Fiends. It's a colorful game. It's a puzzle game. It's full of ways to advance and level up. Oh, look at this. See all these people here? Those little icons by the dots that make progress through this world. Those are different people that I'm connected to that also play the game.
Oh, real friends in real life.
Yeah, that I have passed. I am now.
Oh.
That's right. I have reached the highest levels of attainment.
Really? Are you as far as you can go? Are you OT8?
No, I've still got farther to go, unfortunately. Okay. Well, fortunately, because then I'd be sad. Oh, I've run out of levels to play.
Oh, touche.
But yeah, I am currently at 1,222. Oh, this one person keeps catching up to me, and then I pass her, and then she passes me. So we're kind of in lockstep right now.
Ah.
But yeah, super fun game, and you collect all these different bugs that help you. This will make sense when you play it, but they help you defeat the slugs. And there's like little animated videos that go along with this. It's very involved. There's a lot going on. There's storylines. There's task lists. Where you can achieve all of these different goals during a particular campaign. So right now I'm working on the Minutian charity concert. You see, look, I've activated my converters. I've opened my crates with keys.
Whoa.
But I've only progressed 2 out of 3 in my progress in rock rehearsal. So I'm working on it. Yeah, it's a fun way to have a little bit of a brain teaser.
Mm-hmm.
That's colorful and fun, has a little storyline attached to it.
Yeah, and if you're in it for the cuteness, if you're like me, it's cute.
Well, I'm also in it for the cuteness, but also I like puzzles. It's fun in that respect. So, so yeah, and then you can follow all your friends on Facebook or wherever you have friends and see how they progress.
All right. And there are over 100 million downloads.
Yeah, a lot of people are playing this game.
And the people who aren't playing should be playing.
That's right.
No one's left out of this Venn diagram.
Best Fiends has thousands of levels already, with new levels, events, and characters added every month.
It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you know it, you can even play offline.
In a Faraday cage. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play.
So download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Now, Ross.
Yeah.
Just in case you're like, oh, shit, I need to use my phone again, but I blocked it with my Faraday cage.
Right.
Don't worry.
Okay.
We got something else along with our package.
Okay.
I couldn't resist paying $22 for a bottle of something called the Makes Nothing Happen Plasma.
Okay, this could be truth in advertising. Makes Nothing Happen Plasma.
Makes Nothing Happen Plasma.
Okay, what's the description?
Okay.
What is this? What, and I paid $10 towards this?
$11.
Ugh.
Nothing denotes the absence of a something or That is readily comprehensible, period.
This immediately makes me think of the Neverending Story. Remember, they're trying to escape the nothing?
Oh, kind of.
Like, it's eating up the whole world. And then everyone asks, like, well, what is this? Is it like a hole? And the rock giant says, no, that would be something. This is nothing.
Okay. This is like that.
Okay.
It is the absence of meaning, value, worth, relevance, or significance.
Oh, my goodness.
It teaches you to make something out of nothing.
Okay.
I feel that I am being laughed at by this product being made. It's like calling it placebo junk.
Are you having a laugh?
And then making me pay $22 for it.
Yeah.
The makes nothing happen serum?
Like, let's see what we can get away with. I'm going to write this ridiculous description. I just want to see if I can make money off of literally nothing when I call it nothing.
Yeah.
So, but wait a second. The nothingness is this state of sadness and lack of purpose and anything. It's not supposed to put you in that state. It's supposed to, what, take you out of that state?
No, it's supposed to put you in that state. It's not saying it's bad. Nothing denotes the absence of a something.
Okay.
It is the absence of meaning, value, worth, relevance, or significance.
I'm confused.
You're automatically imbuing things like meaning, value, worth, and relevance as good.
Okay. Yes, I am.
We're reframing them as neutral.
Okay.
Sometimes you want, like, because being insignificant relieves you of certain duties, right?
Okay.
Having no value means all the value is personally imbued, you know. That's how I'm viewing it.
Okay.
But maybe I am giving it relevance and meaning where it has none. Also, I choose to believe that the does nothing fluid undoes your Faraday cage.
I may be misremembering this, but there's this crazy long word that means to value something is worth nothing. And I think I learned this from like a Wendy's bag when I was 10. But the word was something like floxinasi nihil pilification.
Oh, whoa. I remember
this. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. Whoa. This is a deep, deep memory.
To value something is worth nothing, as I recall. So
I'm going to need Teal Swan's help to remember this.
They could have called it that. But yeah, oh my goodness, on the label, makes nothing happen. Oh, goodness.
Come on, Dr. Ron. Well, first of all, are any of these even any different?
Oh, and this
Do you
also
think he just slaps labels on them?
Same thing. Apply a tiny amount of this oil. Yeah, both of these oils that we've been given are just clear, simple oil.
They're identical except for the label that says either do nothing or 13.5 H plasma.
I'll apply this to a different chakra.
Oh, good. Dr. Ron's still texting me.
Oh, fine. You've got a new pen pal.
Oh, cool. Here's what we got. Okay, I get it. Your deal is to do a hatchet job on spirituality. I choose a different way to make money. I am holding your highest good in my heart and trust that God will guide those to Anu Alchemy that are supposed to come to Anu Alchemy. God bless you, Swaha Ron. By the way, the attorney I referenced is my wife! Exclamation point.
All right.
Great. Well, congrats on your successful wife.
Oh, goodness.
Just for the record, my deal is not to do a hatchet job on spirituality. I just asked you where you got your PhD. Okay. I think our Faraday cages are gone now because we've got the does nothing on. So that undoes anything that does something.
Yeah, I think that's how the rules work.
So the other thing we got, of course, was the Ormus.
Ormus.
Also known as the magnet for baseballs. So in order to test whether Ormus is a magnet for baseballs, what must you do?
First, you need a baseball.
First, you must create the universe.
That's right. If you wish to test Ormus. So if you give a mouse a baseball, you're probably going to need to give them a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you give them that, then you're probably going to need to give them like a baseball diamond,
mm-hmm,
or at least a park.
Exactly. So we took ourselves to Two Strike Park in La Crescenta, California.
Yeah.
My hometown.
I got to see your place of upbringing.
Yes. Two Strike Park is a short block, half a block really, from the house where I grew up.
So you must have been at that park all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hundreds of times.
Amazing.
2503 Harmony Place, La Crescenta, California, 91214. Yeah. I mean, my parents don't live there now. Don't harass the people who do, but
yeah, very
that's where I grew up.
Pretty house.
Yeah, it was lovely. Two doors up the street is the house where Sandra Bullock's stalker lived, but he is now deceased. Anyway.
Wild. Was it still gray with a red door when you lived there?
It was more of a bluish gray.
Interesting.
Someone decided to take away the blue element of the gray.
Okay.
And still repaint the whole house. Wow.
Subtle.
So we go to Two Strike Park. We bring our well, he's your friend. He's more of my lover.
Yeah.
True Spears.
Well, a friend plus.
Yeah, yeah.
Friend my with friend many with benefits.
Yes. To shoot a video while we were doing this. Because we knew it was going to be ridiculous looking.
Well, and we said we would for our maximum fun drive.
Indeed.
And you got us there.
So we thought, okay, we want to see whether Ormus truly acts like a baseball magnet, which means, okay, one of us should put on Ormus and then try to hit balls while blindfolded. And if it truly pulls the ball toward the bat, you should be able to hit it without even knowing where the ball is with your eyeballs.
Sure.
In order to really make that almost scientific, we needed to also test that without Ormus and test it without handkerchiefs.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, well, first of all, the baseball magnet claim came from someone at a booth who was talking about their personal experience. It's not an official listed claim of Ormus. So just putting that out there again. And also, you know, maybe it's a very subtle magnet where, you know, if you put a baseball next to Ormus, it'll slightly roll toward it. Wait a second. I brought my baseball.
But we did try that.
Okay. I'm placing a baseball next to the Ormus and the baseball has settled. It is not moving toward the Ormus. Okay. So, you know, it could be that, or if it was more dramatic, you could like toss a baseball up in the air and zoop, it would change course and be drawn straight to the Ormus.
Whoa. Yeah, exactly.
Unlikely, but that would be amazing.
Yeah. Oh boy. We would be very excited to announce that we had broken the laws of physics.
But of course, this woman was just intimating that her son now was a magnet for baseballs and that they were coming to him and that he could play the game well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we thought that means that even if we're blindfolded, we should be able to throw a baseball at someone wearing Ormus and there's a good chance it would go toward them.
Yes. So we did a little simple experiment. Boy, here are our results, Ross. I'll let you look them over.
Oh, Carrie's written these out.
Yes. So we tried it all sorts of different ways. You know, Carrie has the Ormus on. She's blindfolded. Ross has the Ormus on. He's blindfolded. Okay, now Ross has the Ormus on. Carrie's blindfolded, but trying to throw at him.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, what if they both have the Ormus on? Then the magnetic force is pulling both ways at once. First of all, you're overthinking this. Second of all, we also
overthought it.
Sure. We did our controls before either of us applied Ormus. And then I used Ormus first, and we tried to do as much as we could with me not touching things, and then Carrie wore the Ormus.
And I way overdid it. So you put a little bit on your hands and face. I put like 4 or 5 times as much to try to overpower.
Yeah, she got messy with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So theoretically, it should be stronger. I will say this. We discovered that I actually can hit a baseball with no Ormus, no spinning, no handkerchief over my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
It was very exciting. I did it twice.
Amazing.
I can hit a ball. And when I had Ormus on and had spun around a bunch of times and had a handkerchief on, I hit it once.
Yeah.
What? Amazing.
It's amazing.
But still not as good as me not having a handkerchief on. So it didn't seem to improve my batting average.
The basic takeaway was, rather than pouring through all the data here, but we did 4 attempts at each individual action. So first it was Carrie spinning around with a blindfold and then throwing the baseball, trying to see if it would go toward me. Mm-hmm. And I would say generally it did not.
That seems correct.
The average was like 90 degrees in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. But as we know in the video, not only were we blinded with a blindfold, Carrie was double blinded.
That's right.
She had
two blindfolds.
That's what double blinding is.
And then we did it again and we'd go back and do it again, which is also double blinding.
That's right. You blinded, but twice. None of that is correct. And then we would do it with throwing the baseball. And then you did 4 attempts at rolling the baseball. similar results. And I would be moving around. So even though Carrie was spinning around and had no idea which way she was facing, I was also moving around. And so she didn't know where I'd be, even if she could remember where I was before. Ross is now a moving target. And then I would do the same thing with her. And yeah, it's very disorienting.
Oh my gosh, I got sick.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting to, but I also like started to feel queasy after doing that a few times.
There's no vomit in the video, but it got close.
And it was 90 degrees out there, which isn't the worst. It's been hotter recently, but still, that's pretty hot.
It's really hot.
I got a good sunburn. That was fun. and then we also did the batting. So, you know, you'd wear the blindfold. And then bat. We didn't mention we even tried just tossing ball to make sure we could do that first. Mm-hmm. And that was remarkably fun.
It turns out catch is really fun.
Yeah, we should play catch more often. Yeah. Yeah, who knew? And yeah, and then we took turns hitting the ball just to ascertain, first of all, that we can hit a ball. And yes, we can. And then we tried it again with blindfolds. And Carrie was the only one to even get a piece of the ball with the bat while blindfolded. So well
I think
done.
You are also a better pitcher. Than I.
That,
I threw
that's it, part of the equation.
Yeah, I threw it way over your head a couple times.
That's true. When I had my eyes open, I had to usually stretch up pretty high to get the ball. But that is neither here nor there, or maybe both. So yeah, we tried this many different times. It was very fun, very sickening. And those were all the trials, right? Yeah, four of each for each of us. And then we did it again with the Ormus.
Right.
So now, does it make us any better? And I think one time you did throw the ball at me pretty soundly. And I think I got it pretty close to you once.
Yeah. You know who we should ask because we seem uncertain? What about the master of ceremonies, the umpire, Mr. Drew Spears? Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, Drew, would you say that you noticed an overall improvement with the Ormus?
No.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Any other thoughts before you leave?
Nah.
Okay. Thank you, Drew Spears, everyone. Drew Spears. He's waving in his own apartment.
But you've got to see this video that he's putting together. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. I think we did slightly worse with the Ormus. But what's interesting. Oh, really? Yeah, I think so.
Because you got a piece of the ball when you had the Ormus on your hands.
But I hit it twice when I didn't.
Blindfolded?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
No, not blindfolded.
If anything, I would say Ormus would look statistically like it did a little better than the non-Ormus.
Non-Ormus blindfolded. Okay.
Yeah, because of a few like outstanding moments. Mm-hmm. But I would say those fell well within the parameters of variability. Mm-hmm. So certainly one could do more trials if one wanted to get really meticulous about it. But I think... I don't think there's anything there that needs explaining.
I agree. Though I still hold that I think when all the data comes in, when our huge team of statisticians has crunched the numbers, we will find that Ormus made things just a tiny bit worse. I'm going to put my money on that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then if we do that, I will say that it made us slightly better.
Okay, cool.
And we put the Ormus on our hands, by the way, we should say. And slathered it.
Yep. I think it's worth noting, though, it seems totally believable to me that either of us will be correct, which shows you how close things were.
Okay. But yeah, I think we can soundly say that Ormus is not a magnet for baseball.
I don't think so. It's certainly not worth $50 worth of magnet.
Baseball has not moved. I'm putting the Ormus right next to it. I don't see any sign of movement.
But Dr. Ron is still texting me and he's freaking out.
Oh, no.
Now asking us how we sleep at night. So,
how do you sleep at night, Carrie?
I sleep fine. Well, I do have to use like very supportive pillows because I get migraines and sometimes they come out of like a crick in my neck. Oh, so, yeah. You know, but other than that, I'd say I sleep pretty well.
Yeah, I'm still doing the Wim Hof method. Uh-huh. So usually at night, I'll listen to one of his little recordings. Mm-hmm. And he's got this very kind of soft, good meditation type voice. So that will kind of wind me down.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so there you go, Dr. Ron. That's how we sleep at night.
Dr. Ron.
Is he? I've asked.
Is he a doctor?
Is he any of the above? I have said absolutely nothing rude to him. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that
Ormus.
Was fun.
Yeah, now I know something about something I would have only thought of a video game in reference to. Now I know that Ormus is this magical monoatomic gold solution that somehow never involves gold in the preparation.
How do you sleep at night?
Not long enough.
Mm, oh, fair enough. What would you give this on a pseudoscience scale, where one is something not at all pseudoscientific, like... masks inhibit your ability to transmit the coronavirus.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's well supported.
Others. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 6-time improvement.
Yeah.
Over not wearing a mask.
Exactly. And poses basically no medical risk unless you are in a very specific segment of the population.
Right. That's very scientific.
Yeah. So that's a one. And then 10 is something very pseudoscientific.
Okay.
Like you can use chemistry to take a bunch of poisons, put them together with blessed water, and come out with a miracle substance.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Well, on that scale, it sounds like we're dealing with a 10 here. this particular claim does use a lot of science-sounding jargon to make these products sound legitimate and like they have some kind of special abilities. It blends in a lot of religious language as well, a lot of spiritual language. But yeah, there's a lot of pseudoscience happening here for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. 10. I may have put my own feelings into the scale, but agree. 10.
I mean, for things like tightening the skin. Sure.
Sure.
You know, some lye mixed in water with salt.
Does that make your skin look tauter and for very long? That's a whole other thing.
Does it reduce your age? Yeah. All of those other attendant claims, but nothing that would make this worth the special process that it goes through.
Yeah.
Well, then what would you give this on a pocket drainer value, where one is something not very pocket draining, like you go to a public park and you hang out for the day?
Yeah. Where, it was free.
Whereas 10 is something incredibly expensive, such as afterward you go to a Mexican restaurant.
Ooh, delicious. Rosalitos.
And all of the parking nearby is paid parking, and they only take coins.
Oh my God.
And no one carries coins. There's a coin shortage. That's not a 10. That's a 5. So imagine double that, and that's your 10.
Did that happen while you were there?
Yeah.
Oh, because there is a whole free lot that was
half
a block away. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's too bad. Okay.
I didn't end up paying anything for parking.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay, so I'll give this... It is expensive for what it is, but on the scale of things you can pay for that are absurd, I'm going to say a 5.
Okay. I'll give this higher. I would say that Anu Alchemy has found a way to turn some very inexpensive substances into some very expensive products, and it's quite the markup for the descriptions provided. So I'm going to give it an 8.
8. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, what about creepiness?
Hmm.
Where one is something that's not at all creepy. It's Christmas time. You put a log on the fire and listen to Carol of the Bells on a record with your wife and son. And you think, ah, life, it is that way, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's a 1.
That's pleasant.
Yeah. And then 10 is something incredibly creepy. Like, it's Christmas time. You say to Kara, you know what we've never done? Light a fire in the fireplace. And she's like, we don't have a fireplace. And you're like, don't we? I always see that fireplace in our living room. And she's like, Ross, what are you talking about? And you go in there and
she's gaslighting my fireplace.
Where you have thought there was a fireplace, there's just a bookcase. And you say, what? No, no, no. I swear. This was here yesterday. Have I not gotten enough sleep? What's happening? How do I sleep at night? and then you push the bookcase out of the way, and behind it is this old dusty fireplace full of cobwebs. And you light a match, and immediately from the fireplace you hear, until it has filled your entire apartment. And obviously the match burns your fingers because you were shocked and you weren't paying attention to what you were doing, which is really a lesson to us all.
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's creepy, but delightfully so.
Go good.
That's a 10. I'm not seeing any creepiness here. As wonderfully as you set that up, I'm going to say 1. I mean, appearing on the freeway suddenly after you get hit by the laser beam eyes of a woman and you merge with her as a light being, all of that is pretty wild. You know what? I'll upgrade to 2 just for that.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I get a little more creep factor off this with the whole, like, holy water, the mysteriousness around which it's created, and the portals. I'm going to give it 4.
And the mystery substances showing up on his shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll stay at 2, but I like your 4. What would you give this then on a danger rating? Where 1 is something that is not very dangerous. You sleep on a pillow that supports your head well so you don't get migraines.
Okay.
Whereas 10 is something very dangerous. You decide to sleep on the power lines.
Oh, no. Oh, geez. That's such a bad idea. Okay.
It'll be fine. I'll stay balanced.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
Well, okay, there's always the you could take this instead of medicine thing. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
But I think they're pretty good on their site about repeatedly saying don't do that kind of thing. So better than most in that department. But the fact that the ingredients seem not totally listed to me.
Yeah, there's a big question mark around what's actually in these things.
Yeah, and the fact
that mention of poisons.
Right, yeah, this idea of poisons, and then...
Which you only got when you called him, right? That wasn't on the website?
Correct. Okay. Well, I mean, unless it's there and I didn't see it, but that's when I learned about it. And also the Secretary of State saying this business doesn't exist, so then there's just... It's harder to then, like, turn to an authority and...
And know that there's any sort of quality control.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So in those senses and those senses alone, I'd give it a 3. It does raise my, I'm willing to do this. I'm not willing to tell you to do this.
Okay. Yep. I feel like I completely agree with everything you just said as you got to that number 3. So I'll sign on at 3
as well. Okay, sweet. And that's persuasion.
And what would you give this on a hot drinks rating where thumbs up is hot drinks and thumbs down means no hot drinks?
Thumbs down.
No hot drinks.
No hot drinks. Lukewarm at best.
Well, that was pretty fun.
That was fun.
And we had fun at the park, even though we both got nauseous. And like, I don't know, I was like, maybe just because I've been sitting inside all the time now. But boy, that was an exhausting kind of half a day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We were going to record that night and then we were like, no.
I went home and I napped for 1.5 hours.
I napped for longer.
I don't know how I nap.
And I still felt pretty sick.
And if you're listening, Swaha Run, well, hello, and hopefully didn't feel like too much of a hatchet job.
Yeah, hopefully you're more polite to your clients than you were to me. Oh, wait, I am your client.
Oh, yeah, you paid 100-something bucks for all of this.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Paying customer.
It's cool. I wish him well.
Well, that's it for our show. Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
You can support what we do at all of these investigations at MaximumFun.org/join.
Mm-hmm.
Become a member.
Yep.
And my best friend.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. You'll be like Trump where you're just like, every single one of these people is my best friend, but I'm not going to let them tell each other.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you were going to say like, well, I hear these Maximum Fun members like the show, so I like them. You know, like
him with QAnon. Yeah. Yes.
Anybody who supports him is, well, they're great.
We're both on Trump's texting list and he's just constantly like, you're my number one supporter, but don't tell anybody else.
Yeah. I only picked 3 people in Burbank to send this to. I have some other Burbank friends and we'll send those to each other. Like, what? You got 3. It too? Wow. We're the 3 chosen ones.
Oh, goodness.
7X matching only today. Do it now. No one's matching these funds.
If you are American and eligible to vote, please vote. Okay. And you can follow us on social media. On Twitter, we're at Ono Podcast. And on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/onrac, O-N-R-I-C.
Yes, please, and thank you. And leave us a positive review on iTunes or Overcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know iTunes rebranded as Apple Podcasts years ago, but we don't care. We're going to say iTunes until we're in the ground.
That's true. Until we're in a Faraday cage. And remember,
there's lots of Oramus out on the market. And it would seem that the collection process using the wet method goes all the way back to Cleopatra and the Jews when they were in the desert. Manna is Ormus. And Cleopatra bathed in milk to stay young. Was it goat's milk or cow's milk or camel milk? I don't think so. I think that it was Ormus. The one thing, though, that's different about A New Alchemy, Ormus, is that it's collected in Navapasanam. Navapasanam is an energetic Mahasiddha medicine that goes back to the stories of the Fountain of Youth. So when you combine Navapasanam with the wet method of collecting Ormus, you have a super-duper Ormus that starts rejuvenating. Lots of reports of acne and the skin tightening up and healing of all different kinds. A friend of mine said that her parrot stopped laying eggs for 6 years. Gave her a little bit of the Ormus Navapasanam and voila, started laying eggs again. There's a real energetic value to this. And the more awake you are, or the more intense you are committed to your personal growth and path, the Ormus supports that unfolding.
Schmanners. Noun. Definition. Rules of etiquette designed not to judge others, but rather to guide ourselves through everyday social situations.
Hello, Internet. I'm your husband, host Travis McElroy.
And I'm your wife, host Teresa McElroy.
Every week on Schmanners, we take a look at a topic that has to do with society or manners. We talk about the history of it. We take a look at how it applies to everyday life. And we take some of your questions. And sometimes we do a biography about a really cool person that had an impact on how we view etiquette. So join us every Friday and listen to Schmanners on MaximumFun.org or wherever podcasts are found.
Manners, schmanners. Get it?
There's nothing quite like sailing in the calm international waters on my ship, the SS Biopic.
Avast! It's actually pronounced biopic.
No, you dingus! It's biopic!
Who the hell says that? It's biopic.
Because it's the word for biography and picture.
All right, that is enough. Ahoy! I'm Dave Holmes. I am the host of the rebooted podcast formerly known as International Waters, designed to resolve petty but persistent arguments like this. How? By pitting two teams of opinionated comedians against each other with trivia and improv games, of course. Winner takes home the right to be right.
What podcast be this?
It's called Troubled Waters, where we disagree to disagree!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.